where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police are looking for 17-year-old Destiny Thompson. The missing girl is described as white, about 5'7", 115 pounds, with blonde shoulder-length hair and brown eyes. Police say Thompson was last seen around 3 in the afternoon Friday in the area of Durand and Russell Street. She was wearing a white vest, black pants, and white running shoes. Police say Thompson is operating a white 2009 Dodge Caravan, and the vehicle has a Toronto Maple Leafs frame around both the front and rear license plates, as well as a crack in the passenger side windshield and black hubcaps. Anyone with information is asked to contact city police. Thankfully, nobody was hurt when a dump truck and a train collided yesterday morning. Sarnia police were called to a train derailment at around 9:30 at the end of Clifford Street. According to a news release, a CSX commercial train collided at a low speed with a dump truck. No hazardous materials were on board, and the collision did not have any significant impact on traffic in the area. The investigation is ongoing. Lambton Public Health is hoping to track down a dog and its owner after a person was bitten Tuesday. The health unit says the incident happened around 1:30 in the afternoon near the corner of Telford and Vital Streets. The dog is described as light brown, a pit bull boxer mix with a chain collar and pink leash. It was being walked by a female with blonde hair who appeared to be in her 50s or 60s. Anyone with information is asked to contact the health unit. Cabot Canada will be conducting a planned site-wide shutdown for maintenance at its Tajmu Avenue facility. Work begins today and will continue until May 10th. The company says as a result, neighbors may notice increased noise, venting, and traffic around the facility. And upgrades at the St. Pat's track have taken off. Contractor Playtech Enterprises arrived at the school April 12th to work on the surface improvements for the new rubberized track. Manager of Facility Services, Tony Montanino, says it's expected to be done in a few weeks.
We're targeting the middle of May with the intention of using it for our track and field meet with our elementary schools in early June.
Residents are being asked to stay away from the area while the upgrades are completed. Mainly cloudy skies for today. Slight chance of some showers this morning. Skies clearing by the afternoon with winds out of the north up to 60 kilometers an hour, a high of 5. Clear tonight, winds out of the north becoming light, a low of minus 2. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 13. For Friday, sunny, a high of 17.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.